From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. A strong aftershock jolted central China today, even as emergency workers were looking for more victims from this month's earthquake there. Today's tremor had a magnitude of 6, and it destroyed thousands of mainly vacant homes and buildings. At least one person, though, was killed. NPR's Anthony Kuhn has more from Sichuan Province.
The reaction was, at first, panic and terror. You could just see it on people's faces. Looks of absolute terror as they came running out of their houses. And, of course, they turned around and looked up the mountainside to see if there were any boulders hurtling down them. And, of course, I myself was very touched that they would, think to protect a visitor by huddling around me. The aftershock only lasted for about 4 or 5 seconds.
NPR's Anthony Kuhn in China's Sichuan province. The Libertarian Party has chosen former Republican Congressman Bob Barr to be the party's presidential nominee. As NPR's Jeff Brady reports, the win did not come easily.
It took 6 rounds of balloting over more than 4 hours for Barr to get support from a majority of the 650 delegates who attended the convention. During 2 of the rounds, Barr and longtime libertarian activist Mary Ruart were tied. But after he won, Barr predicted the party would have the strongest ticket in its 37-year history.
And then I want everybody to remember that we have only 163 days to win this election. Do not waste one single day.
Barr had faced repeated criticism during the convention because he's been a libertarian for only 2 years. He also sponsored the Defense of Marriage Act and supported the Patriot Act. Both are unpopular among libertarians. Barr now says he opposes both. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Denver.
In less than an hour, NASA's Phoenix Mars lander is set to touch down on the red planet. NPR's Joe Palca is at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena, California.
NASA decided to send a mission to the North Polar region on Mars because scientists say there is water in the form of ice under the soil near the poles. The Phoenix lander has instruments on board that can measure the physical and chemical characteristics of the ice. The mission won't be able to tell whether anything is living in the water, but it can tell whether the water could support life, not too acidic or too salty, for example. The mission has only one chance to land. It enters the atmosphere at more than 12,000 miles per hour. A heat shield, parachute, and rocket engines will slow the craft down enough for a gentle touchdown if everything goes well. Mission scientist Peter Smith of the University of California says it's a fine day on Mars for a landing.
The sky's clear. We've been watching the weather. Everything is set for us. Have a sunny day.
The landing is set for shortly before 8 tonight Eastern Time. Joe Palca, NPR News, Pasadena.
An international conference in Myanmar has yielded pledges of tens of millions of dollars in help for people left homeless by Cyclone Nargis, but the help is contingent on the country allowing relief workers and assessment teams in. This is NPR News from Washington. International relief groups are set to provide help for tens of thousands of people who have fled fighting between Sudan's army and former southern rebels. Lisa Schlein has the story from Geneva.
Around 60,000 people have been displaced by fighting in Abyei. Spokesman for the International Organization for Migration, Jean-Philippe Chosy, says 2 convoys of relief goods are expected to arrive in the area over the weekend.
The situation of the displaced is said to be very bad. They're in desperate need of shelter, food, water, and medical assistance. Of course, the relief operation is incredibly complicated because of chronic insecurity, because of the poor state of roads.
Both northern and southern Sudan covered the oil-rich town of Abyei. 3 years after Sudan's civil war ended, the area remains disputed. Analysts warn it could be the flashpoint to reignite war in Sudan if this issue is not resolved quickly. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
The sound of the annual Rolling Thunder motorcycle ride to honor military veterans, including those held captive or missing in action, drew tens of thousands of people to the nation's capital today. This was the 21st annual Rolling Thunder event. The group's executive director presented President Bush with a cowhide vest jacket at the White House and made him an honorary member. There was a close finish at this year's Indy 500. Scott Dixon of New Zealand crossed the finish line less than 2 seconds before Vitor Mira. Marco Andretti came in third. It was the first Indy 500 win for Dixon, who led for most of the race. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News, in Washington.